let's talk about peppermint oil. Remember, folks, this is not medical advice. And the citation is in your show notes. Peppermint, also known as Mentha pepperita, it's a plant used in so many industries, so many applications. Not only that, but most of its parts are used, from its oil, to its leaves, to its stems. It's a perennial herb that was once exclusive to the Mediterranean European basin, but it's presently cultivated all over the entire world. Peppermint is technically a hybrid of spearmint and watermint. We're going to talk about the oil of peppermint in this episode, and that's because this oil is used the very most, and it's also the most evaluated part of the plant. Peppermint oil is extracted by steam distillation from above-ground peppermint plants just before it flowers. The oil itself is either clear or slightly pale yellow, with a fresh, sharp menthol odor and a pungent taste. When put on the skin, it has a cooling effect that you perceive as a cooling sensation. Peppermint oil has more than 30 known compounds, the majority of which consists of menthol up to 60% and menthone up to 30%. There's also compounds like limonene, eucalyptus, and pulegone. What the hell is pulegone? Well, it's known to be toxic to your liver, and it's one of the reasons you should avoid over-consuming or exposing yourself to peppermint oil. That said, most commercially available forms of peppermint oil have less than 1% of pulegone because of the way it's processed. So you really don't have to be worried about it unless you consume peppermint oil on the daily. Interestingly, peppermint oil has been shown to enhance the skin penetration and absorption of other substances. It's a vehicle for other substances if you want them to get into your body through your skin. As deemed by the Cosmetic Ingredient Review Committee, which is a non-governmental agency charged with deciding the safety of ingredients used in personal care products, and this is an organization that advises the FDA, well, according to the Cosmetic Ingredient Review Committee, the safest concentrations of peppermint oil are 3% or less in rinse-off formulations and 0.2% or less of leave-on formulations. In case you're wondering, rinse-off products, just like it sounds, are products that you literally rinse off with water and you don't leave on your skin for more than a few minutes. Leave-on products, by contrast, well, I think you can figure that one out. Peppermint oil is currently used in cosmetic, personal hygiene, food, and pharmaceutical products for both its flavoring and fragrance properties. It's found in mouthwash, breath fresheners, toothpaste, chewing gum, dental floss, tea, and candies like confections. Here's a list of products that you might have used that contain peppermint and peppermint oil. Noxzema Shaving Cream, Vaseline Intensive Care Cream for Smooth Feet, Fixident Denture Adhesive Powder, Paul Mitchell Tea Tree Special Shampoo, don't even get me started on tea tree oil, please, Revlon Professional Cuticle Massage Night Cream, Clear as Still, Stay Clear, and lastly, Selsun Blue Medicated Dandruff Shampoo with Menthol. Peppermint oil is also used as a cough medicine, and it's approved by the FDA for this very problem. When put on your skin, peppermint oil can relieve itch, irritation, and inflammation. It's marketed for its fresh and cooling effect on your skin. It has a variety of properties on your skin, including pain relief, numbing effects. It's an antiseptic. It's also mentally stimulating, and it is a decongestant. Did I mention that it can regrow hair? That's some information for another episode. When consumed, peppermint oil can relax your GI tract and can help with symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome and possibly constipation. It's not all unicorns and rainbows, unfortunately. Peppermint oil can also be an irritant when in contact with your skin, and that's particularly the case when it's used at concentrations greater than 5%. And it's even seen occasionally at concentrations of only 2%. Peppermint oil is also reported as an allergen in a small percentage of susceptible individuals. Interestingly, a case was reported on this woman who developed dermatitis involving her genitalia. The doctors who were treating this woman determined that her genital dermatitis was due to consumption of peppermint oil in her daily herbal tea. When she stopped drinking her peppermint oil tea, her rash resolved completely, and this supports the idea that peppermint oil metabolites that end up in your urine can sensitize your urinary tract skin. Sensitivity to peppermint oil has also been documented in people who have oral allergies like recurrent allergic canker sores, burning mouth syndrome, and non-specific oral allergy syndrome. Despite these reports, peppermint oil remains and will remain a popular natural remedy because it has a number of awesome and beneficial characteristics, including its ability to add flavor to foods and drinks, and because it has a ton of therapeutic effects. My goal with this episode was to provide you with some interesting information on peppermint and peppermint oil so that you can use it properly. I hope I achieved that goal. If you need an amazing all-natural moisturizer, free of allergens, but full of soothing plant oils, look no further than our brand sponsor, MD Crafted. MD Crafted is the world's first dermatologist-made, sustainable, and natural skincare company. Check out mdcrafted.co. Click the shop link at the top menu to find the only moisturizer you'll ever need to buy ever again. Thanks for listening. We'll talk soon.